Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, by the way, part of leadership, of course, is making tough calls at times. And let's be real. Nick Sirianni had to make what I believe was a very tough call on the Saquon thing. Whether you agree with it or disagree with it, I can't imagine there's many people out there that don't think it was a tough call. I mean, Saquon wanted to play. Players wanted to play. I mean, it's a massive part of history. But yeah.
Fan base wanted it.
Well, no, fan base was split. 50,
but yeah. Still, their point was there's pressure.
Big chunk.
Yeah.
Big chunk.
No and easy way to deal with
so
that.
So Brandon Graham, and congrats to BG. He was on ESPN's pregame show yesterday. So it's a good step for him, obviously.
Looked good in a suit, didn't he?
He did look good.
I was like, wow.
He may or may not retire, and he's kind of, you know, getting ready for that transition whenever it happens to a multimedia star. And so Brandon was on with ESPN yesterday morning and sort of detailed the way Sirianni went through it with the players on the Saquon front. I thought this showed real good leadership from Nick Sirianni. Here's Brandon Graham talking yesterday.
Now, Brandon Graham has played more games as a Philadelphia Eagle than any player in franchise history, so no one knows the inner workings better than you do. Take us through how that decision got made.
Well, I mean, with our coach, he called everybody. And everybody everybody wanted to do it. They wanted to do it. But I think we learned from last year with AJ going out and we didn't have him in the first round of playoffs. We had to learn from our mistakes from last year. And I know Saquon, he's really good about it. The O-line definitely good about it now, because you got to put team into something that we want. We said we want something bigger, and that's that. We know what's at stake, so we got to have them.
All right, there you go. So that's how BG presented the way Sirianni went about it, which to me sounds very commendable, obviously. I mean, a lot of communication. But listen, at the end of the day, either Sirianni or someone above Sirianni made the call. I tend to think it was Sirianni.
It's above Sirianni.
No, I don't think so. I think he got input.
I think it was collaborative.
I think he did a great job.
It's collaborative.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Communicating with the players, I think that is absolutely – he is – miraculous.
But the players did not make the decision. That is clear.
You're exactly right. I think Howie and I think this is Howie. I think this is a combination of Howie and, of course, Nick is filtering the information that he's getting from the players to Howie, and they're discussing it. But I do think it came down to the big
look,
man,
look, you
Howie,
could be right.
Maybe Jeffrey.
Maybe. I tend to think it was Sirianni's call. But look, we don't know, and we may never find out. But at least it didn't come from the players, and that is important. Look, 215-592-9494. All right, when you call in today, chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. We're going to be giving them away every day this week on the show to the Philadelphia Auto Show. 4-pack of tickets to see the Philadelphia Auto Show at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. It's a great, great event. Annual, obviously. Always in the wintertime. January 11th to the 20th. So coming up, chance for tickets for this. For tickets and more information, you can visit PhillyAutoShow.com. So if you don't win them today, you can purchase them at PhillyAutoShow.com. All right, obviously, the holidays, which we just went through, for so many people make us feel very nostalgic. It just, you know, for all the obvious reasons. There's family, there's friends. there's, you know, whichever religion you're affiliated with and believe in, and you got that lean at Christmas and Hanukkah. And so a lot of great stuff that makes you feel nostalgic. Today at 215-592-9494, we'll ask you, what makes you feel nostalgic? Best answer by the end of the show, whoever provides, it's going to win the four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show. John Ritchie, first crack at it. What makes you feel nostalgic, sir?
You know, I walked out the door this morning, and it's postseason. I like this time of year. You walk outside, it's cold. I thought I was going to walk out and there would be snow. This time of year makes me feel nostalgic. Every year when football really hurts more, when it matters more, gets more intense.
Yep.
So many unbelievable memories from this point forward until just beginning of February. Like, these games are the ones everyone matters and everyone leans more into. It matters more. We remember it better. I feel nostalgic.
Look, I like that answer. And I'll tell you this, hearing Jeffrey Lurie in that Eagles locker room made me nostalgic for 7 years ago, because there's not that many times when he's been front and center in a locker room, but that time he did that dance and it was ridiculous.
It was fun, though.
But it was fun. And I think that was after the Atlanta win in 2017. It was either that or Minnesota, but I think it was the Atlanta game, and he danced for the guys, and that was good. Seltzer, what makes you feel nostalgic?
We saw it a couple weeks ago. It's also Eagles related, but seeing the Eagles playing Kelly Green again. Like, it makes me feel super nostalgic when I see it.
That's a great answer. Yeah. Rhea, what makes you feel nostalgic?
This will annoy James. Snow. I love snow.
Snow's true.
They got a snow day, but, you know, they're not really snow days anymore. But I love everything about the
snow. All right,
snow.
Here's where I'm at. 221 off. 222, yes. 2 hours delayed. 223, get your ass to school.
Yes.
Seltzer, do you remember your number?
Oh, God, it was 4-something. I was like 420-something, I want to say.
I had so many schools, they all run together for me.
It was something like that.
I had too many schools.
We didn't have many schools where I'm from.
No.
So it was just like, okay.
Yeah, you had a different deal.
Mechanicsburg High School, you're off.
You had a different deal. All right, so look, what makes you feel nostalgic? Best answer, obviously, in the midst of talking about a lot of Eagles football here today, you can win the four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show. Speaking of schools, I'll give you an answer school-related. Walking back into one of my old schools, I'm sure it'll apply to you for one of your old schools. I mean, when you walk back into it, especially if you haven't been there for a long time.
The smell of the school stays the same.
Yeah.
I love that part.
And it's just also weird when you go back. If you go back to like a grade school and you see how small the desks are, and it's just.
Joe, I did that. I went years ago and went and spoke at St. Barney's in South. And I went, this is a lot smaller than I remember it.
Yep.
I mean, it was just bizarre.
It's a very strange thing.
Tiny urinals in the bathroom.
Well,
you are obsessed with urinals.
You are.
But they do. They have smaller ones.
Right, makes sense, doesn't it?
It does make sense.
It does.
All right, we're going to get.
But that's like, hey, that might work at the house.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to the play of the house. The playoff schedule coming up in a moment.
Yep.
What makes you feel nostalgic? Let's go to the phones. Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, how are we today?
Good, buddy.
Doing great.
Joe, you did a great job kicking yesterday for the Vikings. I want to put it out there. Congratulations. A bunch of touchbacks I saw. You were working out on your legs.
You did miss that one kick, though.
I was glad to do my part,
Dan.
Glad to do my part.
That's right. Hey, listen, as upset as the Green Bay Packers fans are yesterday, and they're just going for the seeding, could you imagine if something like that would have happened just to break a record for Saquon? And I'm not downgrading the record at all. It's hugely important, but this city would have lost its mind. And all those people that would have said go for
it, I agree,
would have flip-flopped right away.
Well, you know, maybe you couldn't flip-flop. Like, I thought about this, too. I wanted to go for it. I certainly would have been upset and devastated. I mean, we would lose our opportunity to go and win this whole thing if Saquon ends up getting banged up trying.
Anybody.
You're right.
Well, reminder, you really only had to play six guys to go for it. The five linemen.
One of those
is
34-year-old Lane Johnson, though.
No, I understand, but I'm just like, let's not act like 22 starters would have had to play. Would have been six starters.
I mean, A.J. Brown's a great downfield blocker. So
you could have gotten 100 yards without A.J. Brown playing.
Either way, I wouldn't want to wake up today with Saquon out.
I understand.
Or
I get it.
And we would be incensed.
But hold on, Dan. But Dan, hang on. Let's not lose sight of this. Getting that record would have been really cool. I don't want to do the whole show on it. It's not the whole thing.
And you can get the record and the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, you could have.
They're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
I do think we missed out. And we could have, we would have risked, but yeah, we could have achieved so much. It was worth the risk in my mind.
Well, we'll never really know whether it would have been worth it or not, because we have the absence of information of what would have happened.
But we took the safe route. We took the safe route, which is smart.
Clearly.
But it's not what I thought was best.
Okay, I got you.
Well, I think it's cool that Saquon, for the rest of his career, can go, yeah, I could have beat him, but I chose not.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like a Joe the Hammer.
Yeah, but
that's true.
But not as cool as having the record.
I chose to let the other kids eat.
Yeah. And I hate that part.
All right,
the
Dan,
what could have been.
Dan, give me something that makes you feel nostalgic.
And obviously he's passed, but it's still when I used to listen to Harry Callis, when I hear baseball for the first time on the radio during the season, it brings me back to my childhood immediately.
No, no question. Good answer, Dan. Always good hearing from you, buddy. Let's get to the Got a Door and Window. Window to the weekend. Take advantage of Got a Door and Window's winter sale. Big winter sale. Through the month of January, receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can also visit GOGUIDA.com. All right, so let's give you a little bit on the weekend or the 2 weeks since we've, you know, basically been in the flow here doing the show with regularity. We did one show the Monday after that prior game, but otherwise we haven't been here for 2 weeks. So, Sixers arrow is pointed up. Now, they had two losses in a row at a certain point out west, but for the most part, they're playing better. Flyers are probably not going to make the postseason, okay? Penn State might win the national championship in college football.
How about it? Unbelievable.
And, like, they're about to play Notre Dame.
What a game that is, huh?
So, Thursday night, that is a tremendous. I mean, Penn State, Notre Dame.
We might talk Penn State football for the first time ever.
And Notre Dame Harvey might crawl out of whatever rock he's been under. All right, so.
It's going to tear the Delaware Valley apart.
Yes. And then, of course, we found out who the Eagles are going to play. We know it's Eagles, Packers. Sunday at 4:30. If you missed it late last night, Detroit really ripped apart Minnesota. Ripped them apart. So Detroit 1 seed, Minnesota 5 seed. Minnesota plays that Monday night game, Vikings at the Rams. Implications for who the Eagles could play in the second round based on Washington at Tampa Bay and Minnesota at the Rams. So a lot to keep our eye on, obviously, this weekend up ahead. 2-1.